The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I love it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, my pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. You can check her out now on our revised page, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook as well, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. You can go to two different websites, Bradley Dean, both of them, one fan page, one personal. It is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which seems strange. Just over the last couple of weeks, I've been getting a lot of hits on my Twitter account there, which is good. But if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that. It is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Might I remind you not to wait till the last 15 minutes. For some reason, almost without fail, we'll get two and three phone calls right towards the end of the show. Sons of Liberty Radio is available. The phone lines are accessible. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, a labor of love and a work of faith. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you define the reason it to be just that, my little, pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You know, I try to think of unique ways to say that line because it's always the same line, but just as
much. Because it's the same radio station.
It's the same radio station.
Radio show.
It's the same line, but I try to say it a little differently. But you know what? It is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want them in Christ and your own. So before we continue on, of course, we've got to highlight our product of the week. And for those of you who have maybe just tuned into the Sons of Liberty, every week we highlight a product of the week. Of course, this is the Christmas season. Tis the season to be jolly. And now we are highlighting our Christmas packages of the week. And what we are highlighting... is there a bird in here?
Honey, every time I say my pretty little princess, this is what I think of.
You think of a bird chirping? What does that have to do with
it? A beautiful little canary.
Oh, thank you. I feel like...
Do you like that? Is that giving you the warm and fuzzy? I'm just being really transparent for everybody. Because they're told about the transparency from the White House, but they just don't see it. So I actually want to exemplify some of what he meant.
Right. Yes, that does. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I really, really appreciate
it. You like that?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Thank you.
Well, I mean, do you see what I'm saying here or not?
Bird chirping.
Yeah.
I'm not quite making the correlation on the bird chirping. Just because it makes you feel like a nice spring day. It makes you feel warm.
It does. It's supposed to equate you to something that's beautiful and pretty. And I'm trying to do my best to be as cheesy as possible.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. I like it.
So this time you can bring the crackers rather than me doing it.
All right. Sounds good. Thumbs up on that. I do like that. Well, this week we're highlighting our Christmas package of the week, which is the Virtue Package. It's available for ladies young and old. It basically gives you the tools that you need to become and remain a virtuous woman. It includes the One Heart Journal, which is the testimony of, it's my testimony really. And what it is, it kind of takes you through my life story, how I met Bradley, which is an interesting fun story, how he proposed. You can see how he is a stallion, a knight in shining armor,
like
rather
that.
Than a jerk in a rusty tin can.
Yeah.
So you can see all those fun things having to do with our ministry, how we got started, how we went into the schools, and it also takes you through the way of salvation. So it's a great witnessing tool. So for some of you out there, you're saying, well, yeah, I've got this daughter, and she's into this and that, and she's boy crazy, or I've got my daughter's friend.
It's not just that, honey, but I was just thinking.
Sheep?
No, I could have went this way, but I didn't go that way. Because I thought.
You know, that does not make me feel warm and fuzzy.
I just want to let you know, these aren't just. These are angry sheep.
So I remind you of an angry
sheep? No, that's what I'm trying to say is I could have played that instead of the canary.
Oh, okay.
But listen, this guy's really angry. I could have said an angry elf. I could have said anything. But here's an angry sheep.
Oh, that certainly does not give me the warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
Right. I like the canary definitely
Stephanie,
over the sheep.
That is called thoughtfulness.
You know, that is over-the-top thoughtfulness.
Yes, you cannot tell me.
You have a mind like none
There's not
other.
A tender side to Bradley Dane.
That is tenderness through and through.
You like that?
Straight tenderness.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Ooh, if there's any more farm animals, I'd like to know before I continue on.
I could find a Nubian goat. But I don't think you'd want to hear this guy.
No, okay. No. No Nubian goats.
Okay.
So anyway, going back to this, if you'd like to, it's a great book. It's also got the Virtue Message on CD, which is what we do in schools and public events across America. Also 10 virtue stickers, which are fun. Girls can put them on notebooks, so on and so forth. But of course, this Christmas season, you want to give the gift of Christ in all truthfulness and seriousness. If you have a daughter out there that's just hard to reach, or you got a niece, or you got, you know, a college age type girl, don't say, listen, you need to read this. You're just horrible out there. Just hand it to him and say, I'd value your opinion on this.
That's right.
I read this book. I thought it was pretty cool. What would you say about it? That way it puts them in the position of you're not preaching
to them. You're asking for their opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it makes
a good
them feel
place
important.
That's exactly
so
right.
So please do. Come
and if they weren't important, you surely wouldn't have taken the time to get the testimonial to give them in the first place.
That's right. And it's fun. The CD is very fun. There's lots of humor that strings through the whole thing. It's a great, or you know what you can do is get the CD, pop it in your vehicle as you got, you know, you're picking up your daughter from school with all of her teenage girlfriends or whatever the case might be, have it playing and have them be like, what is this? It sounds different, and kind of get them interested that way. But if you'd like to order, please do call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to our brand new Sons of Liberty Radio page, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can order online too as well at shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now,
I'm just laying it on thick. I can't help myself. Sorry.
A beautiful canary.
Okay.
That canary was yellow.
Honey, you are my beautiful canary.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wait, all the daughters of Liberty.
Did everybody hear
right,
that?
I know.
Yes.
All the daughters
yes.
of Liberty right now are going,
woo.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yes. Here, I'll just.
How about I do this? How about I tell them how you proposed to me?
Really quick.
Real quick. So,
yes. I don't know why we're going this direction, but we will follow the lead.
All right, we'll follow the lead. Basically, what we did was, Bradley said one day, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to go watch this movie.
You got 30 seconds.
It's out there. So basically what happened was is he brought me to this movie theater, had the movie shut down right in the middle of it, stands up and says something like, I'd like to ask my future wife, and I ran over to go meet him, and he proposed to me right there in a regular movie theater. People going to see a movie, all of a sudden it gets shut down. You see a guy proposing to his wife. It was awesome. So for those of you who are just about considering proposing that special someone here on Christmas time or around Christmas time, that's a good story.
Honey, you're beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Folks, we're
going to
take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Or not.
Well, or I will tell you.
Where is our commercial playing right now there, Chase?
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Merry Christmas, friends. Just saying. Making sure you understand we appreciate you. And we are standing on the line in the sand that has been drawn. To whom side are you on? Well, I suggest that we stay on God's side. It's like what Abraham Lincoln rightly said. He wasn't concerned really as to, you know, whose side he was on. He wanted to make sure God was on his side. And that's exactly where we want to be as well. Just this week, actually a couple people had brought to my attention that I need to understand what real grace and what real love is. Now, I just want everybody to keep in mind as I go down line upon line, precept upon precept, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually bring up a letter from a guy named Thomas Brooks in the 1800s just to show you the difference and the definition and what the real fruit of love really is, okay? Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. It's by Thomas Brooks. I'll read that in just a couple minutes. But before I do that, I want to lay a premise out for you, because according to these people that are telling me I need to understand real love and real grace, we need to keep in mind that these are also the people that call it extreme to stand up for those that are in the womb, and namely stand up for our posterity who's exposed to everything and subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Matter of fact, these people are the ones that call it love to watch this happen on a daily basis, and they even say that they belong to God when they allow what God hates, and that he hates hands that shed innocent blood, talking specifically of the topic of abortion. They call it grace to succumb rather than to overcome, and yet Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. So what I want to do is I kind of want to just lay out a little love and grace, so you can understand, because, listen, my opinion matters no more than anybody else's opinion. What matters is what did Christ command, because I am considered a friend when I take heed and subject myself to his commands. And keep in mind, friends, they are not suggestions. Because if you keep in mind in Titus 2:11 through 15, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation to men, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying godliness and worldly lust." Isn't it interesting? These people that say we need to, well, Bradley, you need to really understand what real love and real grace is. These are the people that are okay with a nation that's at war with God, namely an administration that's at war with God, and yet I don't see that in Scripture. Matter of fact, when I look at our administration today, they're supposed to subject themselves to good, not evil. Yet I see these people telling me that I need to understand what real love and real grace is, when in fact they're on the wrong side of the line when it comes to real grace and real love. Because, again, Scripture teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Scripture tells us we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior from sin, Matthew 1:21, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. There's the cross again, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness, iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, a special people, zealous of good works. Ooh, did you hear that? Zealous of good works. Scripture commands us, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. But again, Bradley, you need to understand what real love and real grace are. Folks, these people are foreign to repentance. As a matter of fact, these people call it hate to obey God because they have never repented. Scripture tells us also that, for behold this selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sorrow. See, our repentance is before a just and a holy God, not before men. See, because when it's really godly repentance, what is it wrought in you? Carefulness. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him, that we might walk in the light of God's countenance. What clearing of yourselves before God. Secondly, before men. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? What put Christ on the cross. Yeah, what fear. Fear what? Fear the Lord is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 8. What vehement desire. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. Revenge upon what? Sin that put Christ upon the cross. And all these things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. When you align yourselves in obedience to the Christ. Not according to the opinion of man or man's commandments. Hey, folks, it is these people that say, I need to learn what love and grace really is. You know what they're looking for? They're looking for a cloak for their sin, yet they haven't taken time to read that Christ died for the sins of the world. And real grace is not there to cover up our sins. It's there to empower us to overcome our sins through faith. And I want to also let you know, friends, that these are the people that are responsible for the issues that are at hand today because they understand not what real love and real grace are. They never came to Christ on his terms. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Jesus said, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. He said, for I came not to set a man at variance against. I'm sorry, he said, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father and daughter against her mother and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. My wife said to me the other day, would you want the Lord to do that? I said, absolutely not. But it's not my call, it's his call, because it's not a work of the flesh or a will of the flesh, it's a work of the Spirit. And if you remember right, it was Jesus that told Peter after his resurrection, after he showed him the wounds in his hands and in his feet, he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. He said, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. King James Version. He said, but when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. Oh my goodness, friends, is this right on? Jesus said, for I come to set a man at variance against his father, a daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. This is Jesus Christ, friends. This is the first prerequisite to follow him, to deny yourself and to take up your cross and follow me. But he said, he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He said, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. D.L. Moody, the great Chicago preacher, said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. That is spiritual. Let's go to the natural. My wife watches these videos almost on a nightly basis. It's basic training for the Navy SEALs, for the Air Force, you know, hardcore military service. They get off the bus, they're yelled at the whole entire time. They tell them to get off the bus and go put their feet in these yellow little footprints. And there's hundreds of them. So the recruits get off the bus. They're not, speaking of Marines, they're not Marines yet. They're recruits. They get off the bus. They're told to put their feet inside of the footprints. Once they get there, they tell them that hundreds and thousands of men and women went before them. And that's whose footprints you're standing in right now. And by the way, P.S., many of them died to give you the right to stand in their footprints. They're in basic training for the very purpose to see what they're made out of. They're tested constantly. They're pushed to no end. To break them outside of their own strength, to adhere to one that they haven't found yet, before they become a Marine. Isn't it the Marines that said, we're not looking for applications, we're looking for commitments? Hello, friends! Scripture! And then they tell these recruits that they're being prepared for a life of hardship. Trials, tribulations. Boy, this all sounds like Scripture, friends. Spiritual and the natural. Jesus said, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. See, the problem is people don't understand the character of God. They've never taken the time to read the Bible to understand that the cross experience was God's hatred towards sin, and Christ's love towards mankind. It's all love. It was the heart of God to put his Son there to redeem and to reconcile man unto himself through the cross, not outside of the cross. And when you look at the character of God, you can see this in Jeremiah 9:24. But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness. Read Psalm 107 when you get a minute. Judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight. He said judgment and righteousness. Interesting. Judgment and righteousness. Let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me. I am the Lord, which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Well, if we go to God's very throne in Psalm 97:2-6, you'll see that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. Scripture tells us a fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Huh. You mean, is God not angry with the wicked every day anymore? Is that a thing of the past? Did God change or did man change? Psalm 97:10. You that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Wow. Man, folks, I'm telling you what, this, when I look at Scripture and I look at what's going on in America, I just see a complete contrast that stands in complete contradiction of what Christ commanded through the cross. Hey, somebody help me. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to come back with this 1800 Thomas Brooks version of what real love is.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primus Lee is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case. Oh.
Now now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I was just talking about love and grace, and I was told that by a couple people this week that I need to understand what real love and real grace is. Can you imagine the professed church today going to Arlington Cemetery and seeing the sacrifice paid for their freedoms? Can you imagine them just sitting there saying, this is way too extreme? That guy should have never got killed. According to their version of grace and love, you know what they would do if they were in the military? Which, by the way, they are called to be the military in the spirit. They would let the enemy prevail at every turn, just like they have. I mean, they think it's extreme that our military back in the 40s would snuff out an Adolf Hitler. They would be standing on the side of Adolf Hitler saying, where's the real love, guys? Where's the grace? And our military standing there saying, he is violating the law. That is the missing element. This is what makes the distinction between real love and a false version of love. In Mark 10, verse 17, it says, and when he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, speaking to Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Listen carefully. Jesus said unto him, why do you call me good? He said, there's none good but one, that is God. The first thing Jesus said to the Jews who were given the oracles of God, God's moral law, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, to Jesus, all these have I observed from my youth. He was justifying himself. And then real love comes in through Christ and says, beholding him, Jesus beholding him, the rich young ruler, said unto him, one thing you lack. There's going to be a lot of people in hell, my friends, that Jesus loved, but they chose to hang on to their sin rather than to repent for their sin and to go on with Christ. See, they failed to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. See, they love their lives more than they love the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you something, this is not easy to even talk about this. This is a hard gospel, but friends, it is the gospel. And every time I preach this gospel, I can feel the cross working through me, because everything I preach, I'm going to be tried by my preaching. We're to give our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength over to our Father, who gave His all through His Son, Jesus Christ. And when we understand what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ, we're not going to tolerate the least violation. towards his sacrifice in any sense of the word. I got David online. David, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley. How are you, sir?
Yeah, how are you, Bradley?
I'm doing good.
You're going to have a good holiday. I'm trying to avoid the Feast of Mammon, as this Xmas season is being called, and trying to live up to the standards of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a little harder at this point. It's kind of interesting. I'm glad you raised the Arlington Cemetery. We had a lot of relatives that died in those wars, and when I hear how we're being tricked into essentially giving up our freedoms, I noticed the other day that Pennsylvania is being tricked into getting rid of a whole bunch of their state legislature.
Hmm.
The neocons are trying to trick them into cutting their legislature in half. And when you imagine that America was founded on taxation with representation, and that means that as the population gets bigger, you get more congressmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
of course.
In Pennsylvania, they're trying to cut their state house in half. And that, you know, when you look at that, mixed with the Citizens United ruling of a few years ago, where now these huge corporations can put secret money into political races. If they cut the legislature in half and the election year is going to have secret money in it, that means that each congressman is going to have more power.
Mm-hmm.
Because fewer votes means more, each vote means more.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people will actually have less. They're trying to run this as if it's a cost savings effort.
Of course, it always is.
Yeah, and yeah. As if democracy or freedom is too expensive, and that it's more important to do a cost savings on freedom. That taxation with representation is not cost effective, which is what an utter lie.
Yeah.
You know, profound. So yeah, if anybody knows people up in Pennsylvania, warn them about that one.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I was pleased that you were talking about reminding us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and the idea that we're being fooled into believing that we should be going to war for Christianity. I was reminded, I don't know if you're a fan of The Daily Show, but he reminded us, Jon Stewart on the show the other night, reminded us that the word, Jesus talked in Aramaic, right? And so the Aramaic word for God is Allah.
Yep.
And so the idea that we're being tricked into fighting kind of a cousin religion of Christianity and
mm-hmm.
Jews.
Yeah.
The Muslims are just an offshoot of when there were too many merchants in the temple of Christianity, that's when Islam came around. And it was pretty obvious that there was a lot of corruption in the Dark Ages. The monks were nothing but drunkards and pillagers, abusing their power and too much corruption in the church forced a third split. You know, Jesus was railing against the merchants in the temple among the Hebrew angle of it, and so then when there was too many merchants in the temple in Christianity, that's when Islam came around. And they're all talking about the same God. They're all doing adjuncts to, as people got more mature, they were developing a more mature religion. And Islam was an attempt to make a more mature Judeo-Christian religion. And at this point now, we've got a whole bunch of Saudi princes that are making making Islam look bad.
Yeah. What's interesting about what you're saying, Dave, I'm trying to track a little bit as to where we're going here, but it's interesting that Ishmael was the arm of the flesh in so many words, and Isaac was the promised, and that was the child of the spirit. And there is no, enmity between us and the Muslim religion outside of who do you follow. And when you look at the foundation, you can see the same similar foundations. But when you begin to see who they're following, you can see one is of the flesh and one is of the spirit. And you're liberated when you follow the Christ. When you follow the arm of the flesh, you're only brought into bondage. And I don't know what people don't understand about that. One thing I also wanted to add to what you were saying, Christ is the Prince of Peace, but we also need to understand that if we want peace, then we have to prepare for war. And as a republic, we know just that. We are always prepared. By the way, that's why the American people are armed to the teeth. That's why we've never been attacked by a foreign power up until 2001, is because it was said by our enemies, my friends, that behind every blade of grass is a rifle, a gun. And so, friends, it really doesn't take a lot of common sense to be brought into the equation as to understand what's going on here. But again, really what I'm trying to get to here, Dave, is the fact that love is the fulfilling of the law. And when we talk about the fulfilling of the law, we're going to establish not only firstly law, then we're going to establish judgment, and then we're going to have righteousness, and then we're going to have peace. But it's not without the cross. It's not without the judgment that we need to bring forth in our country concerning a plethora of different topics that are taking place in our country. And real love doesn't tolerate what put the Christ on the cross, and that's what I'm trying to bring forth right now.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. You know, if you look at the origins of what we look at as the Middle East today, you know, back in right after World War II, actually right after World War I also, the British and the some of the other colonizers, France and I'm trying to think if Belgium was the third that had a lot of the oil fields in the Middle East, and they were basically colonies. And so when they were forced to give up their colonies, they drew the new country lines. And so what we look at as the enmity in the Middle East is really those colonies fighting among each other for the oil. And they've become the merchants in the temple for the Islamic religion. You know, there are certain of those mullahs and ayatollahs and whatnot that were really frontmen for the oil companies. And you look at Saudi Arabia. In fact, I don't know if you're keeping up with this Saudi Prince Bandar.
No, but I was going to rewind just a little bit, and you might want to look into the bushes a little bit, because you're exactly
sure.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, and yeah. These guys, you know, what we think of, you know, we constantly hear this joke about, well, they've been fighting there for centuries, and it's okay for us to go in there and fight too. No, it's not okay, and it's a matter of merchants in the temple. The average person living in there has been beat around for way too long. And, you know, they're trying to get a little bit of peace and some stability. And these oil companies are making a mockery of their religion as well as making a mockery of their life. There's actual slavery in Saudi Arabia.
Sure.
You
yeah.
go over there and try to get a job, you hand over your passport and you're a slave.
Yeah.
They will never give you your passport back. And there are said to be 700,000 people who are basically trapped in Saudi Arabia, and they've become slaves for these pirates who are the secret money behind much of the terrorism.
Yeah.
The Saudi Prince Bandar is now showing up to be actually the head of Al-Qaeda.
Mm.
And
yeah.
he was of a
course.
Buddy of the Bushes.
Of course.
Yeah.
I got to take a quick break, Dave. Thank you for your phone call. I would like to interject some thoughts here, if I might. It's interesting that, first of all, I'd like to say to those that are making their millions and billions off of oil, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And I'd also like to add that America, for the most part, you are hated by the world because of what you allow your politicians to do to other nations. And again, we're talking about taking responsibility here. Another thing I would like to say to what David just said, America, it's not just other nations that have become slaves. It's also the American people that have become slaves by tolerating corruption within their government, their representatives, to put them into slavery. Folks, it was the Pharisees of the day that said, hey, we're not in servitude or slavery towards anybody. We be the seed of Abraham. Little did they know that they were under Roman power. America, you need to wake up. We're going to come back. We're going to get back on track. We're going to talk about real love, and I want to get back to this rich young ruler, and I want to talk about what real love is. 1800s.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm jumping all over this like white on rice right now just for the sake of time. One more thing I was thinking about during the break concerning what Dave was talking about. Folks, you got to keep in mind, Hosea 8 talks about the Lord's wars and man's wars. When you talk about an unconstitutional war, you can see that that's man's war. Where you talk about a constitutional war, that for the most part is a righteous Lord-ordained war. We go back to, there was honor out of World War II. Some of it, not all of it, friends. I know I'm going to get some conspiracy dude calling me right now and saying, "Bradley, what about, you know, what about what happened in Hawaii, and you know what happened about when the Japanese and you know all these airplanes were lined up and they took all the ammo out of the airplanes, and you know, Bradley, when the Japanese attacked us, and did you not see this?" Yes, I understand that. Did you not know that the President Roosevelt said that, you know, none of our boys were going to be ever going to put their feet on foreign soil, but yet hundreds of thousands, 405,399 men and women fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution, and he promised it would never happen? Yeah, he was a crook. But the question is was it a righteous war? Was Hitler a bad man? Well, some can say, well, look what man did. But friends, you can never complain about what our government does if you allow them to do it. That's what it always comes back to me. When you look at talking about unconstitutional and constitutional wars, you look at Vietnam, you look at Iraq. These are man's wars. No question about it. But when you look at a righteous war, if there be a war, friends, was the Civil War, was that the Lord's war, or was that man's war? Because if you look at what took place, there was a lot of history of slavery going on that the white man, both North and South, actually advocated. Matter of fact, Abigail Adams, even back in the day, during the revolutionary days, believed that that war was caused because of the slavery that took place in the United States of America. Slavery is an abomination. See, so there's so many different ways that you can actually take these topics, and I don't mean to get way out there, but folks, I tell you what, I'm still trying to track as to where we were going at that last call, but in saying that, I was talking about the topic of love. So anyways, there's my thoughts. Bradley, I just, Boy, you just kind of scrambled it. No, I didn't. Folks, let me get back on track. This week I was told that I need to learn what real love and real grace is, and I'm actually bringing it forth line upon line, precept upon precept, out of Scripture. And I was talking about the rich young ruler. And Jesus looked at him whom he loved, and he said, "This one thing you lack." After he spelt out the Ten Commandments. See, the point, friends, is this rich young ruler never repented. Because when Jesus looked on him whom he loved, he said unto him, "One thing you lack, go thy way and sell whatever you have. Give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come take up the cross and follow me." Scripture tells us that he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" The disciples were astonished. But Jesus said unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." They were astonished out of measure. But he said, Jesus did, "With men it's impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." Then Peter wanted to understand what Jesus was saying. And he said to him, "Hang on a second, we left all and followed thee." And Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house, brethren, sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life." And then he said, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." Speaking of love. What is love, friends? It is the fulfilling of the law. Leviticus 19:17, "Thou shalt not hate your brother in your heart. You shall not allow sin upon him. You shall rebuke your brother because you love him." Going over to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 13, "Love rejoiceth not in lawlessness." Matter of fact, in Romans 13, it says, "Owe no man anything. You owe your brothers the truth, friends, because it's truth that sets men free." You're not to owe your brother anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Then he said right after that, just keeping it in context, "Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And then he said, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." Pretty simple to understand. A little kid does. And then if you look in Romans 12, verse 9, it says, "Let love would be up... be without dissimulation, a false covering, fiend, counterfeit." He said, "Abhor, hate that which is evil, cleave to that which is good." Then bringing it to the blood, the cross of Christ, 1 Peter 1:22, "Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." Last week, speaking of how I need to learn real love and real grace, not saying that I don't, but it's interesting, these stand by and allow the atrocities to take place when my love stands against it. I asked this individual that I was talking to on the phone, "So why exactly did they kill the prophets? Did the prophets hate the people?" No, they loved the people. The people hated the truth. They didn't feel that they needed to repent because they were justifying themselves through their own works of righteousness, but they didn't understand that their righteousness is what the filthy rags. Well, Bradley, you're saying to me right now, you're listening and say, "Well, Bradley, then where is it really at?" It's a work of the Holy Ghost. He works repentance in you and through you. See, it's a work of faith, and it's a work of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew that right spirit within me." That's not an act of your will. It's an act of your will to respond to what the Word commands. 1 Peter 1:22, "Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." Let's listen to what Christ said to the church. Revelation 3. He said, "I know your works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth." He said, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich In the spirit, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places are ours in Christ Jesus, friend. And white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. The next thing Jesus said to the church of the Laodiceans, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Really? If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So what is love? Well, Bradley, man, you're just a little too extreme. You're a little too hard, man. You got to show a little mercy. Well, let me say it this way. A man commits crime after crime after crime after crime. He stands in front of the judge slaps his hand. Does the judge love freedom? Does he love his country by allowing that individual to commit crime after crime after crime after crime? Absolutely not. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. God is not a soft judge. He's a merciful God, yes indeed, to them that repent. And why do they repent? Because they realize that they themselves are guilty. There's two men. One owed $50. Another one owed $500. The creditor came along and he frankly forgave them both. Which one's going to love the creditor the most? The one that was forgiven the most. See, these were analogies Jesus had to give to the Pharisees because they didn't really understand love or grace. They didn't understand go and sin no more is real grace. They didn't understand that. But these are the ones that stand around the cross and they praise Jesus, yet they don't obey Jesus. They praise him, but they don't obey him. Did you hear what I said? They praise him, but they don't obey him. What would you think of a crew who was on a boat and they said, oh, we love our captain. We esteem our captain, Captain Jesus. And when they're off at the sea, the captain calls out to his crew, and a boat is sunk in front of us, he said to his crew. People are drowning, he said to his crew. Let down the lifeboats, he said to his crew that loved him so much. And then the crew that loved Christ, the captain, so much, instead of doing what he said to do, they said, oh, did you hear the captain's voice? Praise the captain. Glory to the captain. Oh, we praise you, captain. See, we love the cross. We love it so much that we just dance around it. We don't actually want to partake with it. Because when we look at scripture that says, they that have crucified the flesh with the lusts and its affections, those are the ones that love God. Or, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. It's completely foreign to them. Remember when Jesus in John 6 said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise have any partaking or any inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. And many walked away because they didn't understand. They said, this is a hard saying. Those that don't understand are the ones standing there to those that do understand and have the testimonies of the Lord. And because they don't understand, they point the finger, they kill you, and they think they do God a service when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite of what they should be doing. And by the way, they know what they do. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. Love you. See ya!
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.